The basis of faith is always God. God had spoken. Noah did not doubt, deny, or delay. What God has said is certain. You can stake your life on it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 reads, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir to the righteousness which is by faith." Someone may ask, "Do you really believe there was a flood of waters upon the earth which covered the whole earth and destroyed all the human race except for one man, his three sons, and the wife of each of them? And do you believe that flood came as the judgment of God upon sin?" Well, my reply is a very positive yes. I believe it. I believe it because of the testimony of geology. There is abundant evidence all over the world of a tremendous upheaval of the earth's surface. Fossils of sea creatures are found in tops of mountains, and silt from great floods has settled in the valleys. There is the testimony of Scripture, which reports it is a true event and not a parable or an allegory. There is the testimony of Jesus Christ, who spoke of it as real and related the events then with the events just before his return to earth. I believe the record of the flood because I believe the God who reported it. Now first, let us consider the historical background of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. The condition of mankind was pitiable. The mixture of God-fearers with non-believers produced a sinful culture which was without redemption. God resolved that when every imagination of the thought of man's heart was only evil continually, he would destroy the human race as a judgment on sin. It would be a pure justice for judgment to fall. But there was an exception to the rest of that generation, for Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord said to Noah, "Come thou and all thine house into the ark, for I have seen you righteous before me in this generation." Under the direction of God, Noah prepared a great ship in which he, his family, and representatives of the animal creation would survive the flood of judgment. And what a ship it was! Its size was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Not until the 20th century had a ship been built to equal its size. It was sufficient for 8 humans and scores of animals to live for 1 year, including the food and water that they would need for the year. God's purpose was to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. So Noah took one pair of unclean animals into the ark and 3 pairs plus 1 of clean animals. He took in birds and all the earth creatures by pairs, male and female, as God commanded. Then the flood came. Men and animals perished in the waters. But the ark rose up upon the face of the waters, so Noah and the passengers in his ship were spared from death. What an example of faith. It is no wonder Noah was included in God's hall of fame of those who believe. Now here are several factors which will help us to understand the necessity of faith in times of death. Faith has principles to assure it in the face of judgment, so look at these. First, it is based on the Word of God. Noah was warned of God, for God said to him, "The end of all flesh is come before me. I will destroy them with the earth, make an ark of gopher wood. You come in, and all your house with your sons, your wife, your sons' wives will keep them alive." And the Bible reports Noah did all that God commanded him. Why? What reasons did he have to believe a flood of waters was going to come? The weather conditions continued as they had since Noah was a child. He saw no signs in nature that things were going to change. And yet, Noah exposed himself to misunderstanding and ridicule by building a ship to survive a flood. What was the basis of his faith? The basis of faith is always God. God had spoken. Noah did not doubt, deny, or delay. What God has said is certain. You can stake your life on it. Noah did. And I encourage you to believe God's word. Look further. Faith believes things that are unseen. For Noah was warned of God of things not seen as yet. No one had ever seen it rain at that time. Water had never fallen from the sky in all of human history. There went up a mist from the earth and watered the face, the whole face of the ground. And God said water now would fall from the skies in such an abundance the mountains would be covered. Now perhaps the scientific people of the day looked in the blue expanse and declared it was evident there was no water collected there. But Noah believed what he had never seen. Now remember, that's the essence of faith. It makes us certain concerning realities we do not see. A third thing, faith arouses fear. Yes, fear. For Noah moved with fear. Now it is not said that he feared God, but he feared that of which God warned him. Fear is not the enemy of faith, for we are assured when we believe God's promises, but we are afraid when we believe God's warnings. Fear can be a sign of faith, just as much as assurance can be. Fourth, faith excites to action. Moved with fear, Noah set to work and prepared an ark. His work on that great ship was an expression of his belief of what God had warned about. And what an illustration of the activity of faith. It is not static, unmoved, or unmoving. Faith is full of energy. A man may say, "You have faith, and I have works. But show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." But will you know that faith without works is dead? The faith that does not express itself in action is ineffective. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. If Noah had believed without acting, he would have perished in the flood. But faith, furthermore, blesses other people. By faith, Noah prepared an ark to the saving of his house. The Bible does not recognize a proxy faith by which one believes in behalf of another, but it does recognize the influence of one person's faith upon another. When Noah went into the ark, he was followed by seven people: his wife, his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and the wife of each of them. One man's faith brought salvation to seven other people. So you can experience passing the blessing of God on to others as you live by faith in praying and witnessing about Jesus. I remember Timothy, in whom a pure and unadulterated faith dwelt. But his faith was first in his grandmother, then in his mother, before it dwelt in him. Does your faith bring blessings to others? Here we're taught that faith condemns unbelief. The faith of one condemns the unbelief of all. If Noah could believe God, so could have his generation. The race perished because it did not believe. There is no excuse for unbelief of God's warnings and promises. You will have no excuse if you do not trust God, because multitudes do trust Him today. And notice, according to our record, that faith makes the believer righteous. Noah became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He was justified by faith the same way Abraham was so many centuries later, when he believed in the Lord and God counted it to him for righteousness. You and I can experience the righteousness which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, and we can thank God for such a blessing when we receive Jesus Christ through personal faith in Him. Father, we trust You in times of blessings and in times of judgment as well. We know Your warnings of judgment are the indications of Your desire that we not fall under it. And so we thank You for the grace which turns Your judgment from us when we believe and obey. We praise You that Your mercy endures forever. We love You and trust You and desire to serve You. In Jesus' name, amen.